time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi, what's your true confession?
Hi.
I'm kind of nervous. Hi.
Hi. You should be nervous. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you'll see. So I have this true confession. I have never been to the gynecologist.
Big deal, neither have I.
Oh, well, I feel better now. Okay.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I don't like the doctor, you know? I mean, I just never really liked the doctor. And, you know, like some people don't like the dentist, like they hate to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
I think I'm just someone who hates to go to the gynecologist. Like, it just freaks me out, like, to have someone do what they do.
Right.
You know
it's
what
really
I mean?
It's not that bad.
Yeah. I hear they have, like, movies on, and you get, like, a lollipop when you're done and
stuff. Well, I don't go to one of those fancy doctors, but it's very, like, it's very quick, and, like, you won't even remember it. It's super easy. And also, nobody likes to go to the gynecologist. Like, nobody's like, yay, I get to go to the gyno today. But it's just, like, good for you. Like, it's good for your health. You need it's a preventative. And
did your parents never take you, or, like, you never had an issue that you needed to get looked at?
My parents are divorced, so right. I think, like, it's sort of, I guess probably my mom should have taken care of it, but
right.
I just sort of managed to get around it because, you know, I like was splitting time between two people.
Right, now I get it.
Staying with one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I went to college and then you're kind of more on your own. And
right.
You can make your own decisions, and
you decided, screw that. I'm not going there.
Yeah, I mean, but that's it really creeps me out. And a couple of my friends are like, you know, you have to go. Like,
yeah,
you have to go
right.
because you don't know what's going on down there. But
right.
I mean, it really freaks me out.
Yeah, do they have, like, the where you can go under, like, what, like, sedation? Do they have sedation gynecologists?
Just to go get, like, your annual? No.
Well, I don't know,
you
man.
Don't,
I'm not, like, is that my forte?
It's just, like, so quick that you don't need that, and like, hopefully you'll get a great doctor, and it'll be, like...
Hopefully.
What if she gets the worst gynecologist ever?
I mean, I feel like pretty much all... You can read reviews. I mean, it's 2018. Like, look it up. It's not that hard. You know, like, you can find someone great and it'll be super quick, and then you'll be glad that you did it because you'll have, like, a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah. Well, not your shoulders, but other parts of your
body. Weight lifted off your vagina.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know. It just, I don't even want to, like, open the computer and, like, look for reviews.
No, I get it. What about one of your, could you just talk to a girlfriend or something and say, hey, can you recommend who do you go to?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Really?
Yeah, because then you know that they've been there and that the doctor's right. great, so then it's like you're not worried.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
All right,
I guess.
Hang on, Anonymous. We have some.
She's like, I want to avoid this conversation now.
She's right. She's like, I wanted you to tell me I don't ever have to go. Hang on 1 second. 340-9595. 31-year-old woman never been to the gyno. 340-9595.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I had a woman call in for True Confessions moments ago, said that she's 31 years old. She's never been to the gynecologist. She's scared to go, doesn't want to go, has never been. 340-9595. WAPE, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Liz.
Hey, Liz, what's your advice?
Oh my God, girl, get your butt to a damn gynecologist.
Right?
Not your butt, but, you know, other things, too.
I mean, my goodness.
I mean, you got to.
What if you have some, like, you know, crazy STD or, you know, urine cancer, God forbid, or something?
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
Just suck it up.
Yeah, and, like, you could not know. Like, that's why you go and you get
that's
the annual every year, and they, like...
Then you're going to make it... I think that you've made it, like, way worse, like, not going.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, you kind of just keep, you know, throwing it off, and then what if you go and, like, you could have prevented something.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, like, I have a great gynecologist. I will hook you up. They are so nice. They make you not, you know, they make you comfortable. Like, girl, just go.
I know. Yeah. It's really not that bad. It's actually, like, I don't hate it at all. Like, I'm not, like, I'm never dreading it. I'm just like, it's just something you got to do.
Yeah.
And it really is quick and simple. Like,
yeah.
It's, people have made it to be out something that's like, oh my God. And it's like, I would rather have gone through that, oh my God, feel uncomfortable for like 10 minutes than something really bad happen.
Dude, no, I'd rather go there than the dentist like any day.
Really? You'd rather go to the gynecologist than the dentist?
100%.
Come on, what, really?
I hate the dentist so much. I know that it's good for you and you need to go, and I go. I'm not saying I don't go. I just literally went last week. I have a cavity, so now I'm dreading
now
that.
Now you're like, I shouldn't have gone. See?
I know.
If I didn't go, I wouldn't have a cavity.
I know. And they're like, when would you like to schedule your death appointment? And I'm like, never, actually. I don't want
Oh my God, it's a cavity. Calm down.
I hate
down.
It. So
wow. Jocelyn from Bay Meadows, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jocelyn. What's your advice for Anonymous?
Well, basically, since she's so fearful of even doing it for the first time, she should really consider getting an obstetrician. Because could you imagine if she goes to a regular gynecologist and then she gets pregnant and has to switch doctors because he's not an obstetrician? Then she has to go and show her hoo-ha to another doctor.
Aren't gynecologists obstetricians? Like, isn't that all one of the same?
I thought so, too. Mine is.
Yes, definitely get an obstetrician because he can see her.
Right, but what I'm saying is, isn't it one and the same?
I thought they were all the same, yeah.
No, there's some that are just gynecologists, and if he's not certified to be an obstetrician, he cannot see her during her pregnancy.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know that mine is because like, she's like half time at the hospital delivering babies.
That's what I did. I was very fearful like her, and that's what I did. And
yeah.
Lo and behold, I got an obstetrician that was really, really handsome, and that made things worse. But in the end, I was like, eh, whatever.
I don't, okay, that's the way you don't need to know, though. He was really good looking.
This is why I stick with the women.
Yeah. Ugly female obstetrician. No hot doctors. That's right. Hey, thanks so much for your call. 340-9595. Jacksonville's number one hit music station. True confession today from a woman who's 31 years old and has never been to the gynecologist. And Megan said, you have to go.
Gotta go. You have to.
Right. It's better than going to the dentist.
Heck yeah, it is.
Apparently. 340-9595. Elizabeth, good morning. What's your take?
I am a 30-year-old cervical cancer survivor, so I would just let her know the importance of going to get your annual and your HPV test and your pap test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you just never know. And it takes less than 15 minutes of your time to get your test done, and you're out of there. So if you don't go...
I would just imagine the time is not the problem. Like, I mean, I don't think she's like 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 minute, an hour. It's just she has a fear.
It's definitely like a vulnerable like place to be in, but it's I mean, it's worth it. Like, you could, her mentality is probably like, well, I don't feel anything. I feel fine. Nothing's wrong.
Right.
But like, it's not about that. It could be something that you don't realize.
Exactly. I knew nothing was wrong with me until I went and got an exam and then they found something. So... I mean, it might be uncomfortable, it may be awkward, a little embarrassing, because you don't know this person up front, but you got to imagine that they see so many...
Right.
In a day.
That's what I always like remind myself of because they're like looking at vaginas all day long. So it's not like
professionals and they're not going to, you know, make any crude comments. They're going to be very professional and let you know what's going on with
They
your
do that
body.
Once you leave.
they don't say anything about you while you're in the room. But those big conferences, I was like, man, there is this one VJ. God. Thought it was going to talk back to me. Sarah, how are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Sarah. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, you know, my parents divorced when I was young, like 9, 10. I was raised by my father, and as weird as it was, he, took care of it for me. I was going to the gynecologist since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Even when I wasn't sexually active, and you know, you just got to know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
To be that old, and I'm not that old, but
yeah.
Well, hey, that's older for that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Listen, could you do me, why don't you do the, can you call your dad and see if he'll take her to the gynecologist?
I wish. He passed away a couple months ago.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
But to not just, you know, even if she's not interested in having any kids, even just, you know, STD checks to make sure she's okay.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. That's another thing is like STD checks. Like you gotta, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta know.
No, you do. Yeah. Sarah, listen, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. We're sorry to hear about your dad, but we're glad that he took care of you when he was here.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great day. I mean, I feel bad, but I didn't know.
I mean, her dad. Come on. Too many questions.
I mean, it was just a question. Yeah, never mind. Stop laughing.
That would happen to you.
340-95. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Me too.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.